Part 4. Offensive Warfare. The greatest dangers in war, and in life, come from the unexpected. People do not respond the way you had thought they would. Events mess up your plans and produce confusion. Circumstances are overwhelming. In strategy, this discrepancy between what you want to happen and what does happen is called friction. The idea behind conventional offensive warfare is simple. By attacking the other side first, hitting its points of vulnerability, and seizing the initiative and never letting it go, you create your own circumstances. Before any friction can creep in and undermine your plans, you move to the offensive, and your relentless maneuvers force so much friction on the enemy that he collapses. This is the form of warfare practiced by the most successful captains in history, and the secret to their success is a perfect blend of strategic cleverness and audacity. The strategic element comes in the planning, setting an overall goal, crafting ways to reach it, and thinking the whole plan through in intense detail. This means thinking in terms of a campaign, not individual battles. It also means knowing the strengths and weaknesses of the other side so that you can calibrate your strikes to its vulnerabilities. The more detailed your planning, the more confident you will feel as you go into battle, and the easier it will be to stay on course once the inevitable problems arise. In the attack itself, though, you must strike with such spirit and audacity that you put your enemies on their heels, giving irresistible momentum to your offensive. The following 11 sections will initiate you into this supreme form of warfare. They will help you to put your desires and goals into a larger framework known as grand strategy. They will show you how to look at your enemies and uncover their secrets. They will describe how a solid base of planning will give you fluid options for attack, and how specific maneuvers, the flanking maneuver, the envelopment, and styles of attack, hitting centers of gravity, forcing the enemy into positions of great weakness, that work brilliantly in war, can be applied in life. Finally, they will show you how to finish off your campaign. Without a vigorous conclusion that meets your overall goals, everything you have done will be worthless. Mastering the various components of offensive warfare will give all of your attacks in life much greater force.